Hello, welcome to Cutscenes and Cupcakes. I forgot I was doing the intro, so I just stared at both of
Wow,
you
we talked about this
for a
literally
second.
2 minutes ago.
I
You
know.
made a big deal that you
I
haven't
you
done it yet.
said,
I
F
know,
you
I know.
bitches, I'm going to do
I
this
did
and you
not.
can't stop me. I'm Lindsay, queen of the podcast. It's a
I
direct
was just
quote.
so excited to do the intro that I forgot that I was doing it. It just was too good to be true. But anyway, welcome to Cutscenes and Cupcakes,
You make it
your
sound like
favorite
we never let you
podcast.
do the intro.
I know, I'm totally joking.
This
I
is her
probably do it more than anyone.
one annual introduction. You will not be hearing much.
I'm
We're just gonna
blowing it.
mute Lindsay now from here on out.
Oh no! I'm unmuting myself. There we go. I'm Lindsay, if you haven't gathered.
And I'm
I'm joined
Marley.
by my co-hosts.
And
Thank
I'm
you.
Steph. And we're stoked to be here.
It's a true. We are.
It's a
It's a
true.
true.
It's the true. I don't know. I've been doing the Mario thing with everything. We
We're getting a
are
divorce.
doing our
Can you imagine?
it's us. We're doing
I'm
our
a pregnant. It's
second
not their baby.
episode
Oh
of
my gosh.
the podcast where we are going
I'm
to
sorry. It's a natal.
discuss we're
There
gonna
is no
discuss our
kidder.
Maybe we should
you
mute Steph. She keeps
interrupting me.
interrupting you.
I'm just gonna power through no matter what anyone says. So that's not a challenge. So we are doing our second episode of the month based on the PlayStation Network like free games of the month. We're gonna pick one and tell you why we picked it and play it and record a podcast about it. So
Yeah.
here we are. We're going to be talking about seafood this month, but first, I want to know what you guys have been playing.
I have not been playing very much. I really need to dive in for our game for next month. But last night, after wrangling two toddler boys in bed that stayed up way too late, my husband's like, "Oh, and we're staying up late to play Poppy's Playtime with my 7-year-old." So we stayed up for another hour or so and played Poppy Playtime, which is scary. And it's interesting.
Scary. Poppy's Playtime.
I don't think it's particularly like marketed towards children, but somehow it definitely has become part of like kids' YouTube, kids' toys, things like that. You'll walk around and see it at Target in the toy section. So yeah, kids
That's
are
always
into
so
this.
weird.
So my 7-year-old is like, "I want to play Poppy Playtime." So we did. Huggy Wuggy is terrifying.
I mean,
It's
they're
not
all terrifying.
huggy.
They're all.
Yeah, they are all terrifying. The caterpillar, if you know, worst part.
Yeah, I know. I
So those are
do.
the two games I'm going to be diving into the next little bit. Our next month's game. I don't know if we've announced it. We don't have to.
We
And
did.
then Poppy Playtime. Oh yes, Baldur's Gate. Then I'll be playing my ass off of Baldur's Gate. My
BG.
ass off.
Your ass off.
Let's see. I was playing through my second playthrough of Baldur's Gate 3 when I put it on pause to play The Last of Us Part 2 again. Because the
Oh,
remaster came
Marley.
out. I know, it's just so good and so sad. And yes, I did cry in that one scene at the very end again. And I didn't know I was going to, but I did.
Did
And
you cry
knew.
in one scene at the very beginning?
yes, well, yes, but not as much
How
as the
about
end
like,
one. The end one
but
gets me
not as
so much.
much as like maybe, I don't know, one chapter in?
Are you talking about what Steph was just saying? The beginning part?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it
I
is the
think you
beginning.
were. Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, the remastered version came out and I got it, and I also checked out the they have a no return mode where it's basically like a roguelike, and it's actually pretty cool. We should play it sometime. Like, I want you guys to see it, and you can play as like different characters. I just unlocked Dina, I know, that's like the very beginning. I haven't played very much of the no return mode, but I just unlocked Dina. So it's kind of cool. You can like play characters that you don't normally play. They're just companions in the main game.
Is it still like the same art type or does it change?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I just picture like rogue types, like dungeon crawlery. You're like looking over or did you're like side scrolling.
Did you not play or see the God of War DLC?
Nope.
The God of War Ragnarok? Oh.
Nope.
Yeah, because that's a roguelike and it's not the top-down view at all. It's like you're playing God of War, like the normal game. But anyway, so then I finished that and went back to Baldur's Gate 3. I'm in Act 2, like I'm almost done with Act 2, but then we decided to you know, we picked Sifu for this our free game of the month. So I've been playing Sifu. And I'm very excited to get back to my game of Baldur's Gate now that I'm done with Sifu. So, yeah. What have you been playing, Lindsay?
You'll never guess. I've been playing
Genshin Impact. I know, because we see you online.
I have been just tearing through all the content that I missed while I was on hiatus from Genshin Impact. I'm almost totally caught up now. Like, I checked my missions and I was like, oh gosh, like it all fits on one page now. That's scary. But anyway, so yeah, Genshin Impact, Baldur's Gate, of course, Sifu, of course. And I feel like there was something else, like some little game.
All of our husbands have been diving into Helldivers. And so I feel like into
Helldivers.
I've played a little bit of Helldivers.
I think I played, well, I didn't really play very much. I think I played while like Blake went pee or something.
Oh. So. Yeah, no, I played several rounds. Oh, I forgot the other thing I've been playing. Oh my gosh, with Jason, we've been playing Borderlands 2.
Totally hey, forgot. Getting ready for the movie, which yeah. They just released another trailer for and looks dope.
I'm excited. Oh, I mean, I'm hesitant. I'm excited.
It has like a stacked cast, so I think it should do well.
It should.
Sorry, I interrupted you, Lindsay. Did you have another game? You
oh yeah, Lindsay, what other game?
What was your last game?
That's it. No, that's it.
Are there any other...
I can't think of my last game, so it's irrelevant.
Are there any other video game adaptations coming out?
So many. We could go over the list.
Soon-ish. Around the same times as like Borderlands ish.
I don't know.
But they did announce a sequel to Uncharted, unfortunately.
Did they? Oh, no.
Crap.
Yeah, no, they're doing Uncharted 2.
Have a great roast, you guys.
Uncharted roast part 2. I don't know what.
That was French?
What is, but.
Yeah. Deux. Oh, wait, no, that's deux. Deux. I don't know what Dwight is.
That's the second part of the Uncharted roast that you guys should be really excited for.
Anyway.
We should literally call the episode that. Like D apostrophe W-A-H.
Dwight. Dwight.
Anyway. Well, things you guys can look forward to in the future. But should we talk Sifu?
Yes.
Sifu is a run-based action beat-em-up game played but in a third-person perspective. The game, which is inspired by Bakumei Kung Fu, includes over 150 unique attacks. Basic attack moves can be chained together. Blah, 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 blah. When the player dies in the game, they are magically resurrected at the spot where they die and age. It says several years, but like... When you die, you only age 1 year.
Yeah.
It depends on what mode you're playing on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As the player...
Because it can be either 1 year or exponential.
Okay, I didn't know that. As the player character ages, their strikes will be more powerful, but they will have less health. Eventually, it will no longer be possible to revive, and the next death will end the game. Players will encounter shrines, which is a place where they can heal and unlock new skills. Sifu was developed by a French studio, Slow Clap, who previously released a debut fighting game called Absolver in 2017. Absolver is another kung fu-like game. And I was trying to see, it's interesting. I mean, like any game, it's going to be this way. Sifu was pretty well received and a lot of people really liked it. And we'll dive into this more because it is like an interesting gameplay type that they do. But a lot of people, there's like a cult following for Absolver. So people were really excited for Sifu to come out because the people who are into Absolver were excited. But it is another kung fu game, but it is more open world and free roaming. So kind of cool. And it is a French indie studio made by former Ubisoft employees. You open up the beginning of Sifu and you are the bad guy.
And but you don't know that.
But you kill a kung fu master named Sifu and then you find their... I assumed it was their offspring, like a child of Sifu, which is true. Yeah, because they
because they refer to Sifu as their father.
And
yeah, as their father. So, yeah, they refer to him as their father.
Yeah. Okay.
What so, I will tell you is that Sifu means master. So like, if they're like, oh, they killed Sifu, it's like they killed my master. So yeah, it could be
oh,
it could a be child, like, or it could be a student.
I thought disciple she nonetheless. Said. I thought. I mean, because I picked the girl, so I'm gonna use she. Mm-hmm. The pro, you know, but I thought she said father.
I mean,
maybe
does she not?
Father could be a title as well.
Okay. Well, anyways,
I don't know. I assumed it was their kid, but I don't know. So yeah. And then you you see Sifu get murdered in front of you and you go and redeem them by killing off the people who killed them.
After you get your throat split.
Yeah, geez. It does say,
I mean, it does say on it. I mean, it says on Wikipedia that it says Yang finds the Sifu's only child hiding nearby.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And orders.
Because they do. Yeah. Wasn't
slit his throat.
Yang was a student of Sifu, right?
Yes.
So
he's the first guy, the guy that you're playing. He's your prospective player.
You're Sifu's child. Yang is Sifu's student. Yeah. We all kosher here?
Disciple gone rogue.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you start the game, you're playing as Yang.
Disciple but then it rogue over here.
But then it switches. Hey yeah. But it's kind of cool. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, the kicker of this game is the aging capability. I think that that's such a cool idea that you don't really see, you haven't really seen before, where instead of like starting from the beginning, you age and can keep moving up in skill and... like fighting capabilities. It's a very different type of gameplay.
Yeah, no. And like, I thought it was, I mean, it was a very artistic game, very, very artistic in the style and transitions and all of that. Like even just in the beginning, when you like, basically when you're past the prologue and you're now the child, but you're grown up. Cause again, you can choose to play as either a boy or a girl. And so I played as the girl. But anyways, it's kind of cool because you can see her, like the credits are going and they're kind of like doing like an introduction thing, but also they're doing like a what's the word I'm looking kind
of
for?
An overview of what you're about to do.
Well, a tutorial. That's what I'm looking for. Like, it's like the tutorial, but it's also an overview of who you are going to later face. And so you get to see each of these people, these other, you know, Yang and the four other martial artists. You get to like basically fight each one. And so you almost get like a little taste of each to see their different styles, their different weapons. And then once you actually get into the game, but then it's kind of cool because it like drops you into the game and now you are like, you're in that house. Like you're still in that same house that, you know, that you grew up in. And it's kind of like your home base. And you start off by like, you have a, like this like board with like a bunch of different like pictures and clippings and other things. And it's basically like your clue board. And
classic conspiracy you can tell that, board.
Yeah, because you can tell that there's like a greater like story going on here, which I'm glad that they like added that in, because it just kind of helps. I don't know, at least for me, with like such like a beat 'em up style game, that can kind of get monotonous after a while. So it's kind of cool to like, as you go through the levels, you can, you don't have to, but you can look for clues and just kind of in order to further the greater picture of what's going on in this town, especially since Sifu has, you know, not been around. It's almost like he was like a peacekeeper or something. And then these guys come along and they're basically like running this like whole like crime unit sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I got kind of that. And then also it kind of unveils throughout the story that Sifu was a keeper of some kind of power. And then Yang, the main antagonist and final boss, wanted to share that power and like distribute it. So like they have superpowers, like Yang, like one of them can do pyrokinesis, like the bow staff guy. Mm-hmm. And then the forest guy, the first boss, like he has growth powers and he can make, you know, plants grow straight out of the ground. And so you kind of get the sense that like Yang wanted the power to like save his family or to like share, like, because he lives in that like recovery center, right? So he wants to use that power to heal instead of to keep it to yourself and use it to stay young forever. So you kind of wonder, like, am I the baddie here? Because like I would rather share power and knowledge than hoard it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess obviously a lot of it's been misused where, you know, there's like gangs and drugs and, you know, things like yeah. that. So I don't know. It was kind of interesting.
A little existential, if you will.
Yeah. And I liked going through the different levels though, too. Each one was so unique and it was, like I said, it was very like artsy, which was just really, really cool. And sometimes the camera would like change perspective where all of a sudden now you're playing like side by side and like you're going down a hallway and beating all the guys up, but you're not looking down the hall like first person. You're now like looking mm-hmm. at the side view of it and you still are, you know, expected to fight that way. And I mean, of course, like the combat is really cool.
150 moves, you guys, like,
which, yeah, that is crazy.
I feel like, okay, because yeah. I obviously didn't, I played this game only like with a few sit downs, right? Like I didn't put hours and hours and hours and many, many tries into this game, which if you did, like, then yeah, I'm sure you could unlock all of those things if you took the time. But for my initial gameplay, I'm like, I just kind of kept it bare minimum. But even then, like the whole skill tree, honestly, like I thought it seemed pretty easy at first, but then I didn't realize that, like, I don't know, there'd be times where I would start over a hideout and didn't realize that I lost like all of those moves that I had just gotten. I unlocked mm-hmm. in my previous.
Yeah, you have to permanently unlock it.
Yeah, which you don't have enough XP to do that in the beginning. I mean, unless you wanted to like permanently unlock like one move, mm-hmm. but you I have like to
focus
be
on I'm, one.
Yeah, I'm a well-rounded player, so I like to have like a little bit of everything, and I wish I had like kind of realized that better or known that there was maybe a different strategy like the permanent unlock thing. Because mm-hmm. it would have been helpful later on, but I don't know if you guys have any comments on that.
I played on two difficulties because I wanted to see what it was like in like normal, quote unquote, normal mode or like not student mode, but the next one up. And also I wanted my husband to play it and see how hard it was. So I turned up the difficulty. You do unlock a lot more because you get a lot more XP on higher levels because you're killing a lot more and repeating a lot more. And by that time, I had already kind of discovered how the skill tree worked. And so I kind of had both experiences, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, it just depends on what difficulty you play it on because a lot of it changes because you age up significantly faster in the other ones, like in the higher difficulties.
Rather than year by year, one by one.
Right.
Yeah, I played this on the easiest, and I still struggled.
Oh, it's hard.
It's a hard game.
I really liked it, though. I very much enjoyed the combat style of it. We love our story games, but it's also nice to have a game that you could dive in and play in like one sitting if you wanted to, or in two or three days, instead of having to dedicate like a whole month of your life to it. Like and it was sad. It was very satisfactory.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, there's a lot of replayability as well.
Yes. Like, yeah. You can collect little trinkets. You could play, try to stay younger longer and get through people quicker. So there is a lot of replayability to it.
Well, and even just like, even there's a whole strategy too with like, that I actually used on some of my, mid levels. Like, so there's five levels, and probably not till like level three or four did I actually do this. I would get through the level and I would have had died a lot because it just happens. But then I would get to the point where I'd get like the key, the unlock key, or whatever the shortcut was, right? And then I'd get to the final boss, play them, try to at least get to their second phase so I could see what it was, and then let myself die. And then start the level over back at the lower age. And then then at that point, you have the shortcut unlocked. So you could just go straight to the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of my strategy there. But I don't know what happened in the fourth level. I think I was just a little too, excited that I got to the final boss and they actually weren't as hard as I thought they were going to be. And so I beat them. And then I was like, wait a second, I am too high of an age than I wanted to have ended this round, because now I'm going into the final round at a little bit too high of an age and there's nothing I can do about it.
I didn't realize that, because I was like, I beat the third boss without dying, but I was at age 78 or 68. I'm like, okay, well, I'll just die quickly the next level. But that's not how it works. You can't just kill yourself and start over at 20. You have to replay the previous level at a lower age, get through that quicker so that you can go the next stage at the level that you finished at. And so it adds a little bit more difficulty that way. And it's not just like, you can't just start over and begin again every level.
No. And that's the problem I ran into with the final boss, which at the time of this recording, I have not beat him because he is a little butthead and I hate him because he does not take any damage. It is so frustrating. But anyways, my experience with him though was I went into that level at age 54, which you'd think, you're fine. But the thing is, once you unlock the shortcut to get to him, there's five mini bosses that you have to fight in order to get to him. And so by the time I get to him, I've already lost a couple more lives. And now I'm like a little too close for comfort. And I have to say though, the first time I played him, if I had had maybe one or two more lives, I could have finished him off. I was that close. But because I wasn't. I got to age 70 and I was done. I had to start it over. Happened again the second time. And I'm like, what am I doing? You know? And so like, I just found that he was just super, super difficult to play. Like my complaint is, and I know it might just be me, but my complaint is that like, I feel like there was like almost no skill involved in playing him compared to the other bosses, because it was all just deflecting and dodging and trying to at least like at one point you could get a couple like quick hits in, but he was right back at you. And like, if I had maybe started not at age 54 and had a little bit more time with him, I could have gotten him. I know I would have. But I was already cutting it close, and I was just really annoyed because you couldn't use your focus on him, like, which is like a special move to like really like debilitate them for a second. You know, you could like do like an eye strike or hit their knee or whatever. You couldn't do any of those on him. And it didn't matter what other special skills I had unlocked or permanent unlocked because I didn't have time to do them. And I'm sitting there and my fingers are flying and I'm going as fast as I can. And I feel like he is like, even on easy mode, he was, I don't know. That's just my complaint. Like, I feel like he was a little bit too hard for easy mode, if that makes sense at all.
Well, and he has just a crap ton of health. Like,
yes.
And just like all the bosses, he has two phases. And so you're just like, oh my gosh. And he's mean when you try to use focus on him. He's like, don't try that on me. And you're like,
mm-hmm.
And he's like, do better. And
I'm
like,
but yeah, meanwhile, he gets a swipe on you that takes out half your health.
Seriously.
Exactly.
So I just, I tried and tried again. And I even tried to do better, like, if those little mini bosses, like on the path to him, I tried to do better about not dying for them. So that way I could have a little bit more, but it just, I think I just needed to have started on a little bit lower age for that level. Yeah. So I don't know. It was just a little frustrating, but that's as far as I got in the game. So I don't know what happens when you beat him. So you might have to tell us, Linz.
Well, so there's two different endings.
Oh, go ahead, Stoof.
Oh, I was just going to say, I watched the one, not the secret ending, but the alternate ending. So you tell us about the first ending and I'll tell about the alternate.
Sure. So if you kill him, he, like, because you can choose to kill him or spare him, right? I don't know how I would spare these people because you have to, like, break their stature twice and I would kill them. Like, I don't know. Anyways, if you beat him, he, like, you kind of see, like, flashback or something of your old self, like your child self, and you see two graves in, like, the like where your father died, and you kind of learn that, like, Yang was using the power to save his dying wife and kid who had, like, a disease or something. It's unclear. And that's why he wanted the power. And I think that's about it. I played it at like 4 a.m, so I might be forgetting something pretty important. That's what I remember. You just kind of learn more about the antagonist, and the talisman then tells the martial artist of the importance of Wude, the morality of more martial arts, and sends them back in time to the beginning of their quest. And yeah. Then you kind of get like a new game plus-ish, but not really thing. But you have the option to spare your enemies instead of killing them from then on. So, yeah.
And then I guess if you spare all your targets, you fight Yang in the graveyard from the first ending.
Oh, that's cool.
And then Yang takes your talisman from you. And you get to a place where you're about to kill Yang and you go for a final strike and you can't do it. And then you are transported to a new location where you walk up a path onto a mountain where you achieve enlightenment.
It takes your... keep going. I didn't know you were gone.
And then it starts the... starts the end credits, and then it shows a little clip of you're looking through Sifu's eyes, or you're looking through someone's eyes. In my perspective, I thought you're looking through Sifu's eyes, and then you kind of see in your foreground a little kid saying, like, come on, let's practice some more. And then you see the talisman next to you, and there's like the 5 circles, but the bottom circle is like blacked out. So I think, like, it's like your reincarnation of yourself is kind of how I took that. Like, your reincarnation of Sifu, you have to get through that. And then that was, like, your first reincarnation. So I thought that was super interesting.
I'm going to have to go through and do the, like, spare option. But that's hard. That's really difficult.
I was going to say, like, how do you know to spare them? Because, like, you're just fighting and punching and all of a sudden you get that takedown and you're just spamming button, right?
The takedown as often as I could because it gives you a boost in your health. So
yeah,
I don't know how you would achieve. The person that I watched play the ending was level was age 20, zero deaths. So they were.
Oh my gosh.
They were Sifu.
Okay.
So yeah, they were Sifu in real life and in video game world and just knew all the moves.
That wasn't their first time playing game. No. I did see on, according to Wikipedia, that there are plans to adapt this into a movie.
Oh, interesting. It'd be a great movie. Because the bosses are kind of cool all in their own right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, let's talk about the bosses.
Yeah. Who were your guys' favorite bosses?
Unpopular opinion. I liked the artist.
Oh, no. She's my favorite. I thought her level was so pretty.
I loved the music.
I thought it was really cool. I liked that she was kind of the sinister evil where, like, she was like, oh, I'm not part of that world anymore. But you can find evidence that she's still, like, in crime. Like, she's still part of organized crime. But she just pretends she's not violent. She just, she just hires the violence, you know.
Right.
But herself isn't. But, yeah, I thought she was cool. I liked the little horror aspect when you start her phase two and she like kind of gets ghosty and like,
yes,
you know, I thought that was like cool.
Mascara running down.
Well, and even just the whole lead up to her, like, I mean, the museum level was super fun.
Yes.
And even when you do get to the top, like I got up to the top of the, like the walkways and I was like, I've been everywhere I can go. Where am I supposed to go? And I'm like, I see this like giant yellow arrow pointing like off the balcony. And I'm like, no. And so like, I kept like wandering around. I'm like, I missed something. And I go back and then I'm like, well, maybe I should follow that arrow. And you like walk off into nothing. And it's like, I don't know. It was just, her level was just super, super cool because like just that whole lead up, you know, with, it was very, like, it's very artistic. And I liked, even though mannequins are really creepy, that was really a cool touch.
Yeah, I think so too.
But so I think her level was the most intriguing for sure. And yeah, she was hard, but she wasn't as hard. Well, no, she was hard. I had to play her twice. I think.
Yeah.
Cause I also, difficult. I got too old getting to her. And so I'm like, okay, I need to start back over and fast track to her, which thankfully her shortcut went right to her and you didn't have to fight everybody else again. So that was nice. Why didn't Yang have that? Anyways, I think the stick guy. Who was the stick guy? Was that the second one?
Sean. Yeah,
He was like in the nightclub
guy.
Yeah, he was annoyingly hard too.
He was difficult.
Especially with his pyrokinesis.
Mm-hmm. And then the CEO lady. She was annoying.
Oh my gosh, her fucking hammers.
But like, her
I had some choice words for her.
But she, I mean, her level was kind of interesting too. I liked how you like started up in the tall skyscraper building and then you like ended like, there was like some crazy, like you fell down the elevator shaft. Like that was kind of cool.
Yeah, you go down that cool. like rift too.
And she was annoying, but she wasn't as hard as I thought she was going to be. So I think
I might have built that up.
Yeah, I think you did.
her first phase just I got mad. Like but I thought it was cool when you get to her second phase and like the bell falls and like the ground cracks and you're just free falling while you fight. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, I think the artist was my favorite, but in terms of difficulty, it was definitely the Yang and then the artist was the second hardest for me.
I think so too. Mm.
For that me, it was the CEO and then Yang and then the second guy, the fire staff guy.
He was probably in my third spot. Yeah. So yeah, no, I just really liked how like different they all were. Cause then you could like, you could try out like some different moves on them and you actually had the chance to like show off these cool, like fighting moves that you've learned up until this point. Mm-hmm. And so again, that's why I was so frustrated with Yang. Cause I'm like, I can't do any of these cool things that I just learned. Like, I just have to sit here and block and block and block. Like,
yeah.
So it was, for me, the ending was just a little bit of a letdown, but it was still really, really, really cool overall. Like, I'm surprised with how much I enjoyed this game.
Yeah, me too. I knew it would be fun. And like, you guys, like your husbands were talking about it that one night we got together. And I was like, oh, it sounds cool. You know, it sounds like playing, is it Lucario in Super Smash Brothers, who like gives more damage the higher damage he takes. So I was like, oh, it's like that. That's going to be cool. And then it was just a totally different experience than I thought it would be. And it was very enjoyable.
Are we going to rate this book? We haven't done an episode like this before. This book? So.
Yeah, let's rate this book.
Let's rate this book. Are we going to rate this game? We haven't.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I think I give it a solid 4.5. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It was like button smashy, but not button smashy in a way that was very, like, I very much enjoyed. The art was cool. It reminded me of Kubo and the Two Strings. Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. And if you hate it, you spent 5 hours playing it.
Or less.
Yeah. So,
and
yeah.
And if you're like us and you have the PlayStation subscription, it was free. So you can't complain.
There's way worse ways to spend a few hours of your time.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I'd give it, I think I would just do like a 4 out of 5 cupcakes. I mean, I already shared my complaints, but overall, like, solid game. I'm surprised with how much I was enjoying it along the way. The artistry of it all was just really cool. And once you, you know, did land one of your cool moves that you learned, like, that was really satisfying for sure. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also liked that you could pick to play a girl too. So that, I liked that option.
We love that. Come on now. Mm-hmm. More books do that.
She was kick-ass.
Games, you mean? Why do you keep saying books?
I'm sorry. I have books on the mind.
Books need to do it too.
Did we? We didn't mention the other games we could have picked from.
Oh, we didn't let we'll Lindsay
do that now. Rate but it let's either. Do my rating.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay, we keep skipping over you. First the introduction, now this.
It's all right.
I didn't forget her. I brought us back to it.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
Go me.
You're not innocent in this. Carry on, Lindsay.
My rating is going to be 4 out of 5 as well. I liked it a lot. I wish some of the gameplay was a little more fun for me. Like, I don't know how to put my finger on exactly what was wrong with it, but like, for a fighting game, I just wish I like got combos that I was comfortable with and good at, but it did feel more button mashy to me, especially like, you know, like I just, there were things I knew how to counter and things I knew how to deal with and things I knew which to dodge, but I didn't feel super powerful at any point. But yeah, I don't know exactly why that is, but that's why there's one cupcake missing. But yeah, of the games we could have chosen, we chose this one because it sounded like the most fun. And also, I mean, the other games were Formula One.
And we are very anti-esports. We're not anti-esports. We just don't play esports.
Or like driving games. We haven't obviously done a lot of. So maybe we'll do one next time. But maybe this time, like,
I don't know about that.
We're not as into it. And then also Hello Neighbor would be a fun one. And I would have voted
for Hello Neighbor 2. It was the sequel, so maybe we'll have to dive into Hello Neighbor 1.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good like spooky game.
Yeah,
though.
It's like a family friendly horror game.
Yeah.
And then Destiny 2.
Destiny is like a lot of gameplay, like a lot of hours, and I don't think we could take on.
I also haven't played Destiny 1, so I'd probably be lost.
Yeah, I'm like, I haven't played it. Well, no, that's not true. I did play a tiny, tiny bit of Destiny once upon a time. And I made a really cool looking character, and that was a lot of fun. And I played a little, and then that was it.
That's about my experience with Destiny as well.
More time was spent creating the character than playing.
Yeah. I just never got obsessed with it. I don't know. I never got into it, but I know people who love it.
No, Sifu was definitely a good pick. And I would like anyone who's into games.
Anyone.
If you like free games, play this one.
Yeah.
It's just free.
No, I'm glad we started off with a good one. You know, like I feel like we started off strong, and but at the same time, like it may not be that case every month. There might be a free game.
Oh,
that
I'm
we
excited
pick,
for
and
the train wrecks.
We might hate it. We might not have a good time with it. So you guys stay tuned because this is going to be a fun.
It's been
year.
A long time since I've played a real dumpster fire. So I'm excited to find hopefully one or two.
And the whole point of it is that it's free. So we are fine with it.
All right, friends, should we do a couple quick not as sponsors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll go first in rapid fire mine so you guys don't forget me. So I got a shirt that says respect your elder emos. You guys saw me wear it on Friday.
Yeah.
And it has a skeleton on it drinking coffee, giving a what's this called? Like an okay sign with his hand.
A butthole.
I think that's just okay.
Okay.
It's the okay sign. Anyway, I think it's adorable. And I got it from an Etsy shop called Mellow Mind Tees. And I just really liked the design. Hopefully it was an original design. I couldn't find it anywhere else, so I assume it is. If not, they did a good job sending it to me. shout out to them, I guess. And awesome shirt. It's my favorite shirt. I am going to cut the neck out and maybe some of the sleeves. I was looking up tutorials on how to do that, but cutting a t-shirt always is either awesome or terrible. So,
you can't go back. You can't press rewind once you cut.
I can sew it back together. It just won't look good.
You could, but not recommended.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a second one from them because now I have a coupon. So just something to think about.
Cut first, see how it looks, and then you can either buy the same one or buy a new one.
Exactly.
Ayo.
Yeah. Heyo. So yeah, what are your guys' little NOS juniors?
Marley.
X's.
Let's see. Steph picked this one for me. but it was a good idea, so I decided to stick with it. But it is Love is Blind Season 6. Because yes,
train wreck of a season.
I got into this season, and it definitely helped, and also didn't help that my coworker is also into Love is Blind, and then we got our other coworker who's never seen any Love is Blind before. We got her into it, and so every after the new episodes, that the next day at work, we'd be like, okay, let's talk about this, and so it was a lot of fun to talk about with my coworkers, but. Also, it was just a crazy, dramatic season, and I'm here for it. But I'm also here for the love, too. You know, there were some good love things, and there was at least one golden couple that I hope stays together forever because they're precious. But, Love is Blind, it's just, you can't not watch. It's such a train wreck. And it was a lot of fun, though, too, because, I would catch my husband not watching it, but having comments on it from he could hear it being played downstairs where I was playing it. And he would laugh or say something funny or just joke about it. And it just made me laugh. Cause I'm like, come on, just come and sit and watch it with me. But he refused. But then in between weeks, where we were waiting for new episodes, he would see like a, I don't know, a TikTok or a reel or whatever about somebody from it. And he'd be like, so what's going on with these two then? Like, or, you know, what is this all about? And I'd just be like, oh yeah. But it was just fun. It was a good season. And I'm excited for more. And they also announced to a Perfect Match season 2 at the same time. So I am looking forward to that.
Netflix is dating shows. They're reality TV show. That's the words I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Are fantastic, smutty goodness. Mm-hmm. They're not like quality. You don't want to watch it with your mom. But you do want to watch it with your friends and talk shit about everybody. And that is the sign of a good reality TV show, I think.
It's true. Yeah. And I like the variety. And the fun thing about Perfect Match, which I'm sure I will cover that in a future little Nas. But it's just fun because it's like a culmination of a bunch of these different people that you've seen on these different reality TV shows in one. So it's a good time.
Well, my little Nas X this week, I'm solving the mystery for everybody. You guys, you're going to hear it here first. You know, Kate Middleton, where she's been hanging out with me. She's my not a sponsor this week.
What?
Me and her have been kicking it. That's why she hasn't been around.
She's been hiding out in Utah.
Yep. She's been playing Baldur's Gate with me. No, I have definitely, I'm not like a Royals person. I don't care, honestly, but this is again a train wreck that you are just kind of like wanting to see what happens. It's captivated the world. There's so many good memes about her like dating Pete Davidson. Oh. And
like poor woman.
And like where she could be. And it's interesting. And maybe by the time this episode comes out, we'll know what's going on with Kate. But as for now, just she's been hanging out at my house in Utah. So
I just hope keep she's it on, alive.
Keep it on the DL.
Okay. We'll keep your secret stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll keep it secret until this comes out on Wednesday.
Hey, if this made us go viral, that would be amazing.
Hey, if Kate Middleton was really playing Baldur's Gate with you, which class and race would she be playing? What is her character that she made?
I definitely think she would be an elf. Like she has that like properness and like regalness and like almost snobbery, but like snobbery in a way that like it's kind of deserved. That's how I kind of see elves.
Okay. She could definitely be like a Gith sorcerer, like some kind of strange meshing of classes, like, you know, because usually when you see a Gith, you think like, oh, it's going to be a fighter or a barbarian. But no, I bet she's like a Gith sorcerer.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Or if she was an elf, I could see her being like a druid, maybe. I don't know. Something easy. Not easy, but like
a little low good key. For
beginner low gamers.
Key. Yeah. She's not even
known for her gaming prowess that we know of. But
well, you don't know her for her gaming,
because I doubt she'd be like a fighter.
Hang out with her like you do, Steph.
That's true.
Yeah, you tell us what class would she be?
She's a sorceress, elf sorceress, Avi. Oh,
that's what I played on my first playthrough. I was an elf sorcerer.
Well,
all right, was I an elf? Wait, yeah, I was an elf. I forgot. Mm-hmm. This time I'm a drow, so it's like completely different. I'm a drow ranger. It's a very different.
There is a drow. We'll get into this next time.
Ah, I'm so excited. Baldur's Gate 3.
BG3, baby. Yeah. Until next time, though, my friends, check out our Discord. Check out our
geek.discord.com.
Instagram. Come follow us on Instagram. We post occasionally. Send us an email.
We're on Facebook.
Are we back at that again?
Yeah, we're never off of that.
And also, why
if you really want to get in touch with us, get on Discord.
It's true.
Yeah, our Discord's hopping. It's been a lot of fun. So join us there. Mm-hmm. But until next time, why don't you grab a friend?
Eat some cupcakes.
And play video games.
Free video games.
And play Baldur's Gate.